Today's also be glad to have a job day. I know that you probably complain about work all the time, but yeah, be glad you have a job. Because there's somebody out there who is, you know, would love to have that job, and you're complaining right. about it.
It's true.
There's like a bunch of those things where it's like, I got so much to do to my house. It's always something like Heidi. Oh my God, it's the floors and new kitchen. But someone's dying to even have a roof over their head. And she's over there complaining.
It's a champagne problem for sure.
I just use that as an example.
But
name another example like that where it's like people complain a lot about stuff, but then they should be grateful about what they have because there's somebody out there who would do anything for that. They would love to be able to be in a house that has floors.
You know, it's like Johnny complaining about his wife. You know, there's somebody out there who's like, I just want to find my somebody special.
I'm tired of being alone.
And every holiday and I'm sick of being alone. And you've got a wife and children and you bitch about it every day. And somebody would love your wife. Mm-hmm. Somebody would love to have your life.
Oh,
your wife ain't ugly.
I would love to have their life. Yeah, that's true.
Swapsies for Friday.
Your wife's not ugly. I mean, so it's like somebody definitely would love to take
your
wife.
Oh my God, I noticed that yesterday when I was going to pick up my kids from school. Just all the ugly moms. And I was like, oh, there's just so many of them.
So you're having a bad year? Because like right now with the age of your son is what? Nine?
He's nine.
He's in those ugly years himself.
He's going through that awkward phase where he's like missing teeth here and there. And
maybe that's what you're noticing.
Looks like a jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah. And the moms are ugly too. So,
they're all like, you know, just oddly shaped. Like, how did you get that third roll right there? You know? and you're gonna wear yoga pants with it?
Look at this machine talking.
I think it was that third roll she ate.
You soft, skinny, soft in your Yoda shirt.
Yeah.
She's ugly.
You look at her when you drive past her in her SUV, and you look through her window, and you're like, man, is she cute? And then she gets out, and you're like, oof.
Yeah,
stop wearing those.
Are those considered leggings?
Yeah, the like Lululemons.
Are those, those fashionably called leggings?
Yes, leggings.
Because I saw in the fashion news. I need some fashion news music.
Oh, God. Fashion music for you.
What would be like runway music?
Yeah, give me some good fashion, fashion news now.
Or just do Right Said Fred.
Something. I don't know. What would you have?
A little more on the nose with fashion. At Bowie. It's big and it's bland, full of tension and fear.
Fashion. All right. According to Gen Z, leggings are officially dead. The younger generation says the leggings are out. So, what I saw that was back in was more fashion. Is that skimpy bikinis are back in?
Did they ever go out?
I know, not in my mind. They never went out. But as far as I guess the bigger,
I don't look good in the bigger.
Well, that's
stuff
okay.
Anyway.
Like, we can turn it down now.
If I'm going to wear a bikini, I rarely do. So if I'm in my own yard, I'm just naked. But if I do have to have people around, like when my aunt and uncle were visiting, it's like, well, I got to throw a suit on if I'm getting in the pool. I can't go naked.
Well,
and
yeah.
And mine are all kind of little. I mean, I don't like the big.
Prove it.
Big.
Mm-hmm. Go put one on.
You're insane.
No, the biggest one you got.
No way. I don't have any.
I want to see you lay out your bikinis, but out the biggest one you got. That way we're not looking at the tiniest one on you.
I'll bring it on Saturday.
You're going to wear it Saturday?
I can maybe wear it under my clothes. I can pull it down and show you my
bikini. You're going to pull your pants down to your knees at the party and let
maybe
us all
even my
see
ankles.
Your
Frank,
itsy
how many
bitsy,
of those
teeny,
drinks?
Weeny bottoms.
How many of those cocktails that are supporting our show? How many of those?
Oh, the beatbox.
We've got a lot. There's questions I got to ask you.
Everyone's pulling their pants down with a beatbox in their hand.
Beatbox, right. Yeah, you see my beatbox. Hey.
It looks beat.
No, it doesn't. I want it to.
Looks like an old boxer's face.
They're killing you, Rock. They're killing you.
Cut it.
Yeah, cut me, Mick.
The St. Jude party and hope. Yeah, that's quite a cut you got there. Put some Vaseline on it. All right. It is the party and hope. It is Saturday. It's going to be a hell of a show now.
Oh, God.
Aviator Nation's Dreamland in Malibu. Come out and join us. Doors open at 11 a.m. The whole thing kicks off at noon and wraps up around 5 p.m. Going to be live bands. Lots of fun. Oakley the Pig is showing up. Yeah. It's going to be a great, great time to celebrate all of you who become partners in Hope. So be sure and wear your St. Jude shirt if you have it. And if you're not a partner in Hope, you can always become one there on scene. They're going to have people signing people up.
I'll be in my St. Jude bikini bottoms. They did that 1 year. I don't know if you remember. I don't know which year. Second year, maybe? Third year. I don't know. Anyway.
So, yeah. It's going to happen on Saturday. And thank you to Beatbox, world's tastiest party punch. It's going to be there.
Oh, boy.
Kitchen Guard, Commercial Kitchen Exhaust Cleaning, Elf Foundation. It's going to be there as well. Empowering Bright Futures with mental health for children. So, if you have a business that you'd like to get on board with sponsorship of this event, then go ahead and email show@HeidiandFrank.com and let us know what that you're interested in. We'll get somebody out to talk to you and we'll figure it out.
You know who else signed on? Friends of the show.
I don't know.
LA Party Works.
No.
They become official.
Are they bringing their big beer mug?
Yes, they are.
Oh, the big inflatable beer mug we had at the last one?
It's going to be frozen, though, this time, Frank. It's going to be chilled.
Yes.
It'll be a chilled
frosty,
beer mug.
Big old frosty. Frosty
on the outside. So basically, yeah, we're driving on PCH.
Yep.
Oh, it's right there. Because you see this giant beer mug outside. Things like
I love LA Party
Works.
Three
stories tall or something like that.
There, yeah. It's like 30 feet for sure.
Oh, they always bring some fun stuff, too.
Absolutely.
Those All right.
Know how to do it.
Awesome.
Great.
Hooray!
As far as it's be glad to have a job day, I was going to put this as a headline and then get the fake out. The headline would have been, young men with a college degree are now slightly more likely to be unemployed than those without one. Would you have thought that was fake?
No, because I think it's...
With a college degree or
I think it's hard to find jobs
more
when
unemployed
you have a college
than
degree.
Those without a college degree.
I think, no.
Well, you wouldn't have picked that one, and that is absolutely true. Men who recently graduated from college are having a really rough time finding a job, with the unemployment rate for men aged 23 to 30 hovering around 6%, higher than the 3.5 rate for young women, and 4.2 rate for the entire U.S. last month.
Mm.
So except in a few key areas, healthcare, hospitality, and education, all dominated by women, male-dominated industries like business and tech have had mass layoffs and hiring freezes. So, yeah, they... got that degree and that debt, and now they can't find a job.
I think I'd want to have a skill like with my hands, like Jordan. You know, Jordan can go get a job on any construction site, anywhere, and know.
Well, and also too, the sparse entry level jobs that many men hunt for in consulting and coding are the same ones beginning to be replaced by AI.
Oh, there's that
so
too.
It's like
right,
dominating.
AI can't build a house, huh?
No, it can.
No.
There's 3D printed homes now where they had to bring this giant printer out to the house, out to the property, and wow, I nailed that.
Yeah.
I mean, I have no idea what this thing sounds like, but or even moves like, but I totally did it.
Yeah,
it sounds right to me.
The inkjet house is
the inkjet house, yeah.
That's what you're doing, yeah.
I mean, as far as like, you know, the modular homes, like the crate homes.
Yeah, container homes.
Wait, yeah, it's like that's the, as we move into the future, it's like those materials are supposed to be like, okay, you can get this, and it comes like this, and you buy it, the whole house for $100,000, and it's this big, and then you can add another room by just clicking onto it. Click! And there's a, I mean, it's not going to be a bunch of, I mean, maybe plumbers.
Oh, yeah.
And electricians.
We're always going to need them.
You're going to need them. Mm-hmm. But as far as like the carpenters and the
so no more drywall, no more two by fours, rebar.
As building materials change, you're right. I mean the tradesmen's gonna be losing the
need welders.
Yeah, I feel like welders always gonna be there.
Yeah,
metal
that job's never in
never
flux.
But robot welder, just like little things go on. It's just welding with its nose.
Crawling along.
Just perfect welds every time.
I mean, that's robots building robots right there.
That is
robots.
That's what they're
going to
do.
Robots.
Yeah.
It's like Johnny Five. He was fixing himself.
Five alive.
You probably don't have the lowest paid job in America if you do have a job out there. They looked at the 50 lowest paying jobs.
Oh, God.
And I'm looking at you. All of you. The average for all of them is between $30,000 and $34,000 a year. And that's working full time.
Full time.
These are the lowest paying jobs. Shampooer.
Oh.
Is that like carpets?
No. I think
like
it's
hair?
Like
in a salon?
I think it's heads. Yeah. It's like, yeah. There's people who work at the hair salon that are just pooers.
Well, yeah, because they're working their way up. I always assumed you were in school or something and you were like, you're in with this salon now. And
I can't imagine that's the goal. Like, I just love washing heads.
Yeah, some people do love that, though.
I don't really. You love also, washing heads?
Weren't you a good tipper, too, though, when you'd go and you'd get like a good head massage? I tip shampooers. I mean,
there's some pooers cash that are better than others. I mean, they really like the head massage as well. And you're just like,
oh, yeah, where you're like starting to drool and snore. It's
but
like,
that's just
whoa.
Like, you know, I guess being a gynecologist, like sometimes people come in and you're like, okay, this person, I can wash this person's hair with my bare hands.
Mm-hmm.
But then some people are like, ew.
I need to snap some gloves on.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get out the latex on this one.
Yeah. Snap.
Just gross.
Throw a mid-95 on.
And then they got that weird, like, whatever, like scalp disease.
Oh, yeah, psoriasis.
Like, yeah, big flakiness. So I can get through that. Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but how often does that happen?
Looks like somebody, you know, has wet Parmesan.
Oh, God. And it smells the same, too.
Oh, so yeah, it gets wet, stanks, and you're like, oh, I'm just going to wash this with Raid.
I quit.
That's the day I quit pooing. Yeah. I mean, if you didn't want to go to beauty school or whatever, what if they have a place that's open up just for head massages? Just like, poos, and that's all you go. You go and just get your hair washed and blown out. Like they don't even do it. I mean, there's
blowout
bars.
Blow dry bars.
But they don't. Do they wash your hair too?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Those already exist?
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
You don't get a haircut or anything. You just get your hair washed and then blown out, styled or whatever. Yeah.
Hmm.
But so just you a head massage.
So you look. So it looks like your hair got done right.
Yeah.
Like you couldn't do it yourself, so they just did it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fast food cook, meaning you only work in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
You don't ring people up or work the drive-through. Lowest paying jobs. Oh man, that's scary.
It really is. Somebody dealing with your food. You think you'd want to just?
They're like one of the lowest paying jobs in America.
Hot too. Be nice to everybody.
The fast food counter worker is also part of the lowest paying jobs. They make a little more than the cooks. Because they have to deal with the people, and the people are assholes.
Mm.
But still, I mean, kick up the cook a notch.
I think so, too.
So like, he's just not...
They're producing your product. Without them, you have no product. You have no front desk worker. You have no cashier to sell what? You have nothing.
Yeah. Plus just for quality control. I don't want that guy to be like looking through, and you come in all dressed up nice. He's like, put that frozen patty under each armpit, thaws them out.
Oh,
I remember
God.
I saw that one time.
Frank.
It was at a restaurant. It was with my grandfather, and we were driving around. That's what we did.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew all like I said, they called him the mayor of North Terre Haute. And so we would go to the bad parts or the slums of the city, and he would talk to people, and he'd take me with him. And so he taught me a lot as far as like everybody, you know, has something to say and deserves to be listened to. And I mean, I remember being in this house, had dirt floors, smelled like piss. And I was I was like, what's that? What was that? What's that smell in there, Grandpa? He's like, well, you know, everybody has plumbing, you know? God. I think he did that on purpose, wanted to show me, you know, like, you know, how, even though I was middle class, appreciate what you got. And like I said, he gave these people time of day. Anyway, so there was this, like, barbecue place that was in the slums of the slums. And we went there. And I was sitting at the it was like a bar with stools. I was sitting at the bar.
Some things never change.
I know. I love bar stools. And I had a Coke.
Yeah.
Fountain drink. And I'm sitting there, and I'm drinking it. And I'm looking back in the back. And there's the cook. And he's this huge guy. I mean, he must have probably weighed. I mean, I was a small kid, but I was... He's probably
three bills.
Probably $3.50, four, maybe. Damn. Four. I'd say four.
Whoa.
It's a big boy.
Uh-huh.
And this was like a hot Indiana, humid summer day lunch.
Oh yeah.
And so he's back there over the hot
the flame
grill. Like this back there in the kitchen.
dripping sweat.
And he didn't have his shirt on, but he had on a white, those white aprons, like those butcher aprons. Mm-hmm. You know, he's back there, he's his paper hat on, he's sweating. I mean, he's just glistening of sweat all over him.
I'm about 30% right now. I don't know.
Hey, we're not gonna yuck your yum, Johnny. You fly that free flag, baby. Do it.
And he had a stack of hamburger patties that were frozen, like those ones you can buy that have the separation paper mm-hmm. between them. You know, they're yeah. already patted out. Uh-huh. And so he was making those, making hamburgers. I think that's probably because I wanted one. I need a hamburger. But he he took one off. The frozen pillar of burgers. Took one off, shoved it under his armpit. Took another one, shoved it under the other armpit while he was sitting there cooking.
And that's how he makes cheeseburgers.
Hell? Yeah, I'm like, what the hell? He's put those burgers under his armpits.
I can't.
And he had, not that it mattered if he had a shirt on or not, but he's this bare armpit. Oh. And he's over there and he's flipping stuff and then raises up, pulls it off.
No. Come on down to Harry's Burger. It's the pits.
Grab two more because it's so hot back there. I mean, can you imagine how good that would feel? Coming frozen patties under your armpits. Yeah. That's how you thawed them out.
Yeah.
Oh, I just. Well, I was going to get a burger today for lunch.
I'll just take the fries.
I don't think I'm going to.
Can I skip French fries?
You don't want a burger?
No.
You don't even want to know.
No, Grandpa, I'm going to skip the burger today. You love burgers. I know. I was not feeling it. Fries?
Maybe some fries.
Yeah. Want a hot dog? Hell, I hate to see where he's hiding a hot dog. I don't want them frozen dogs.
Where did you just pull that out of?
All right.
God.
Oh, the memories.
Treat your food staff.
Yes.
So like princes
they need to be, they need to be paid more.
Yeah.
At the fast food fast food counter as well.
The counter, they're getting rid of people, though.
Are they? Oh, yeah.
I go to McDonald's.
It's like touch screen.
Yeah,
you do it yourself.
Touch screen now.
Yeah.
Or just go through the mobile app.
There was one restaurant that was a fast food place. It didn't have anybody in it. You didn't even see people in the back. You typed whatever you wanted into a screen, and then it would tell you, what window or door to go to, and a little door would open, door three, and there was your food.
No way.
Wait, in real life, or you saw it, a futuristic thing?
No, this was a total dream.
Well, I don't know. Wait, did you say that there used to be, or there is?
I don't. There was this outdoor mall in Woodland Hills that they put up. Huh. And you go in to this door, and it's very, very thin. I mean, it didn't have to take up much space. And there was eight windows. Or you would go type it into the wall, like there's a little kiosk. Mm-hmm. Beep, 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 beep. And it's like, okay, go to window 8. Okay, and you just wait there by it. And grab your food and leave.
Wow.
But that'd be somebody back there with a couple of patties on their armpits. Yeah. Didn't matter.
Maybe I want to see
all
the
futuristic.
Back. Yeah, maybe I want to see who's cooking so I can see that there's
not. It's just a glory hole for food, huh?
Yeah.
You pretty much.
Take whatever they put out.
Yeah.
Maybe just go, I don't know, I'll take door number 5.
Put your mouth by hole number 4, and we'll just pour it in.
Oh, no. That was... Oh, no. I should have
better be blue cheese.
All you risk takers. No, thank you.
I got more of these lowest paying jobs.
Let's talk about it.
That... Everyone I'm looking at, they need to be paid more. Amusement and recreation attendants.
See, yes, that's true.
Make sure that guy tightens the bolts on that zipper.
Yeah, your precious little cargo you're sending up into this ride that with a carny who's been up drinking all night. and you're paying him $4 an hour. What's he care?
People run amusement park rides.
Come on.
And even the concession stands. That corn dog man. I love corn dogs.
Not when you see how he made it. Oh, boy.
I added my own corn, if you know what I mean.
All right, quickly. Ushers, lobby attendants, and ticket takers. You guys did that. But that was like a first job as a kid. I guess these are supposed to be first-time kid jobs.
Yeah, I mean, I was 15.
Cashiers, hostess, hostesses, restaurants, coffee shops, gambling and sports book writers and runners, child care workers.
That's a little bit higher.
Then that's a fine line, though. It's like, I can't afford it. I got to get to work. Yeah.
Well,
and dishwashers. They're an average of $33,220 a year, or about $1,500 more than the hostess at the front desk.
Now you're making more than my wife.
I was doing dishwashing. That sucked. Because everybody's at the end of the night, everybody's like, okay, everybody's cleaning up. Is giving it to me. I'm like, what? It sucks.
Yeah, you're the last one
there
to go.
2 a.m.
Right.
And then at one point, I just did not care. It's like I had what looked like vegetable soup as my water. Because I just decided, like, I only got time to change it. Hot water, fresh soap. I was like, I just became disgruntled quick. Started smoking cigarettes. I didn't give a damn.
And that explains it when you get the red lipstick on your coffee mug in a place.
I'm just dipping it in
can I get a different cup?
Chunky soup. Wipe it off with an old sponge. That if I drop it on the ground, give a damn. Oh, you people, I hate you people.
You're fully admitting that this happened. That you did.
Oh yeah, I would never eat at this place. I was like, because I knew I washed the dishes. I just say, pour it in my hand. All right, let's go look at traffic. Come right back. We're hiding in Frank.
Gross.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.